Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. A candy-making workshop was held November 22nd in the courthouse basement, with 21 4-H members coming to join the fun. We started at 9 o'clock and ended about 3:30, and we got over 1,700 pieces of candy made for the upcoming sale, which will be part of the vendor fair. We're also taking orders for candy, so if anybody you know wants homemade candy, it's basically 50 cents a piece. And that includes Buckeyes, Oreo balls, peanut butter balls, and all kinds of other Christmas favorites. The Senior Enrichment Center will once again offer antique angels. Our angels are local senior citizens who are in need of some Christmas cheer. If you wish to adopt an angel, you will be given the information of a specific angel, and you will shop for that individual person. If you wish to sponsor an angel, you may donate $40, and our staff will shop for you. Gifts are due by Friday, December 6th. So these antique angels will have a nice Christmas. If you would like more information, contact the Senior Enrichment Center at 643-2416. Well, the week is upon us for the busy Christmas celebration on the square presented by Hamilton County Rotary. It will kick off on December 6th with Christmas trivia. Test your Christmas knowledge as you compete against other teams to be crowned the trivia champs. This is a great way to kick off the holiday season. There will be games and prizes and tricky trays. It will be held on Friday, December 6th. Doors open at 6 p.m. and play begins at 7. Teams of up to 8 people can play. A meal will be included with your registration. If you do not have a team, just show up at the McLeansboro Elks and we will make sure you get on a team. The next morning we'll kick off with Breakfast with Santa at Fox Meadows. This will be served from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. There will be pancakes and sausage, and every youth who attends will get to see Santa and get a book and a stocking. Then the vendor fair will start at 9 o'clock, and it will be held from 9 to 2 at the old high school gym. We have a great lineup of vendors with over 35 to 40 vendors signed up to be there. It does not cost anything to come in, and maybe you'll get some of your Christmas shopping done. Then at 2 o'clock, there will be a story hour at the library presented by the Hamilton County Women's Council. Following the story hour, the tours of the library will take place until 7 o'clock. If you've ever been in the library and wondered why that tape was across the bottom of the steps, they will be taking that tape off and you can go up and actually tour the museum. I did this a few years ago and there's lots of interesting things up there. That will be open until 7. The Santa's Workshop will be open from 3 to 5 in the courthouse lobby, and all youth who attend will be able to select 2 gifts at no cost, and they will be wrapped for them. So when they leave, they will have gifts for their parents or grandparents or whoever they live with. The parade lineup will begin at 5 o'clock, and the parade will start at 5:30. Remember, this is a lit parade, so all entries must be lit up. Following the parade, there will be games and hot chocolate in the basement, and you will also be able to see Santa. Save the date for the 7th annual Hamco Food and Brew Fest, which will be held March 1st at the Big Red Barn in McLeansboro. Tickets will go on sale soon, so be watching for that to happen. A couple weeks ago, Hamilton County held their Achievement Night, and several 4-H members were recognized. Some of the members that get recognized were Outstanding Senior High Member went to Brody Bilderbeck of the Barbed Wire Gang, and Outstanding Junior High Member went to Emma Hood of Barbed Wire Gang. Victory awards are announced in each age category. 8 to 9-year-olds went, Barbed Wire Gang went to Harper Schumacher and Granger Wilson. Funny Farmers went to Bella Smith. Pioneer Country Kids, Finn Bowling, and Piopolis Busy Bees, Faith Showalter. In the 10 to 11-year-olds, Barbed Wire Gang went to Blue Barrow and Benji Bernard. Funny Farmers, Laney Davis, Piopolis Busy Bees, Sky Tolbert, and Jonathan Showalter. In the 12 to 14-year-olds, Barbed Wire Gang went to Gracie Walker and Brody Bilderbeck. Funny Farmers went to Hayden Davis. Pioneer Country Kids to Cecilia Leakey. And Piopolis Busy Bees, Brooklyn Durbin, and Brinkley Sutton. In the 15 to 18-year-old category, in Barbed Wire Gang went to Emily Cox and Aiden Hood. Funny Farmers went to Shiloh Willis. Pioneer Country Kids went to Gavin Douglas. And Piopolis Busy Bees went to Lena Wilson. Congratulations to all these youth. Following each club selecting their winners, overall county winners are selected. In the 8 to 9-year-olds, it went to Harper Schumacher and Granger Wilson. 10 to 11-year-olds, Laney Davis and Benji Bernard. 12 to 14-year-olds, Hayden Davis and Brody Bilderbeck, and 15 to 19-year-olds, Shiloh Willis and Hayden Davis. Congratulations to all these youth. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.